Audio Entertainment presents a pumped-up insight to MC Hammer.
Hi, I'm MC Hammer. I'm the 2MC. Let's get it started. Pump it up and turn this mother out.
Call 1-900-909-MCMC.
Call us on us. Now is the time. You might hear a joke or a couple of rhymes.
Call and hear MC Hammer and learn how to leave your personal message.
Call 1-900-909-MCMC.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Kids, ask your parents permission.
Call me. Call me. I'm MC Hammer.
Hammer, what you doing?
I'm waiting those calls, baby, 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 baby.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course it's E Color sitting here in real Technicolor technology.
That's what's up, no doubt. We looking good, we sounding good. So how was your week, gentlemen?
My week was all brand new.
Okay.
Brand new.
Seeing all kind of things, doing all kind of things. That's what's up.
All right.
Yeah, my week was pretty good.
All right, no doubt. So let's go ahead and start the show. First, couple of topics on Hip Hop Digest is rest in paradise, rest in power to, obviously, Bobby Womack, who died this morning. Couldn't believe it when I seen it and whatnot. Bobby Womack is certainly a throwback of when you had men singing. See, you don't have
men.
Yeah, you don't have men singing. You know what I'm saying? His history, because of his death, I mean, I can't say I was the big, gigantic Bobby Womack fan. I know who he is.
Right.
But his history is actually crazy. Yo, he started his career at the age of 10.
Damn.
All his brothers, the Womack brothers, in a gospel group that was picked up by your boy Sam Cooke.
Wow.
So he started at the age of 10. By the time that Sam Cooke was murdered in 64, 4 months later, he married Sam Cooke's widow and had to get real gangster. Said he was carrying heat. Niggas in the industry wanted to ban him.
Damn.
You know, because they said he just coming in and poaching, you know, off the break.
Damn.
Whatnot. He had a very, obviously, he was a man of that time, the 60s and 70s, as well as the 80s. A lot of coke, a lot of, you know, addiction issues. This,
now
that,
talking
and
about
third.
Soda.
Yeah, exactly. He actually, his record that he wrote, let's see, it was called It's All Over Now, was covered by the Rolling Stones, and that was their first number one hit.
Oh, he had the publishing on that?
Yeah, he had the publishing.
Oh,
I would assume
checks.
He did.
He got good checks.
So, no doubt. And, of course, he went on to record Across 110th Street, which is a huge blaxploitation situation. And then they released it later on that Jackie Brown movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino and whatnot. But the thing about Bobby Womack, and it gets back to, for me, men, that's when men, because right now we have boys on the mic. Back then you had men. One of my favorite is If You Think You're Lonely Now, where he's just straight up telling the woman, if you think you're lonely now,
wait till
the night. You know what I mean?
Buddy.
Just straight up. Another joint that I like from Bobby Womack because of the story in it. I wish you didn't trust me so much. Where you talking about him and his boy is so cool, but then him and his boy and his boy's wife, it's cool. And if he had 2 seconds dolo, he'd have run up in it.
So was he telling about the Sam Cooke story? Was that what it was about?
No, I don't know. Yeah. It kind of reminds you of that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So, again, we say rest in power, rest in peace, rest in paradise to Bobby Womack. No doubt about that. And our second rest in peace goes to jazz legend Horace Silver. Now, a lot of you guys probably like, I don't know who he is. I don't care. He's probably one of the guys from that era. You know, if you can't listen to Coltrane or if you can't listen to Deep Miles Davis, but you can listen to Horace Silver.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. I meant to pull out a couple of his albums I got. I got Horace Silver on vinyl. You can best believe it. But he's very listenable. But what I want to tell you about him is that everybody knows the story of how Steely Dan sued Lord Tariq and Peter Guns,
right?
Yep.
For their sample of their music. But it's one of the other things that, again, I never really realized until the gentleman had passed on. Steely Dan sent Horace Silver into the top 40 in 1970. When their record, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, is a note-for-note bass line. The opening bass line of that record is not a sample. They actually played it, but a song from Horace Silver called Song for My Father. And, of course, you know, since he died, they had the YouTube version of the Horace Silver, and then they did the Ricky Don't Lose My Number, Steely Dan. You would think Steely Dan wouldn't player hate, considering one of their first hits was essentially biting off one of their jazz heroes.
Well,
a selective memory, B.
So we want to say it's certainly rest in peace, rest in power, rest in paradise to those two brothers. I mean, the best example of music, and we're not going to get that anytime soon.
No, not commercially.
No, no doubt. Indeed. So as we continue on, the next topic after that, DJ Quick says his music is being left off the Beats music app is personal. Compton rapper DJ Quick is upset that his catalog, his extensive catalog, by the way, is being left off the Beats app. I guess that Dr. Dre Beats streaming app. He's not getting any money out of that because they don't have any of his music up there. And so certainly Quick was not clear on why his music was left off, but he said it was personal.
Well, most things are. Matter of fact, damn near everything is personal. So
it ain't business. It's personal. It's
usually all personal. So if you don't like a motherfucker, you ain't giving him no shine.
So in any case, in 2000, he recorded a track called You Ain't Fresh and was a diss of Dr. Dre. Now, he was under the impression that the beef was squashed.
Right.
But according to this, I guess the beef isn't squashed. And of course, just like everybody does, he took to his Twitter page and he types the following: Tupac, you were right on the money. This is why, again, one of the reasons why niggas, there's no way niggas, not that they need to make diss tracks or beef tracks, but this is another reason why everybody's patting each other and slapping each other on the back. Shit, you got shit that happened way back when. Of course, Dr. Dre has never forgot it.
Of course not.
And then I'm going to get that nigga.
If I get a chance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When he's running around needing employment. You're going to see a job. You're going to see me for a job one day, nigga.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, you know, so Swervin, why would you think, and I'm just trying to delve into psyche here. Why would you think, you know, as rich as Dre is, as much as he got going on in his life, he's going to take the time to personally go to some computer people or pass the message on to the devil, be like, make sure you don't put DJ Quick music on.
There's only one thing I can say, and is that is because he wanted to. I mean, he is too wealthy, and I said wealthy, not rich. He's too wealthy to be thinking about that. Whatever amount of money that Quick would get from people getting his songs off of there. So if this is in case a fact, then he just did it because he wanted to, and he just held on to that grudge forever.
Why would he do it?
Well, if it's true, and it wasn't just that, a bunch of interns or whoever was doing this shit, and they just ain't thinking about Quick because Quick ain't hot right now.
B, he got all kinds of, you got Johnny Cash on that mofo, though.
But they didn't bring Quick up. I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
But if it's true and he actually did it, it's personal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's somebody that you don't fuck with, B, or you and them motherfuckers got some shit and they actually need you, are you really gonna give them a chance? I mean, honestly. It would take somebody to actually come in and have to be like, you know what, B, you tripping. Quick shit should be on there.
Well, you know what? That's true. I'll give you that. But just like Irv said, this gentleman is wealthy and he's got so much stuff on his plate
that he shouldn't even be worried about that.
Exactly.
Shit.
Right.
But
right.
He took it personal, B. Whatever happened between them niggas stung him deep, and he ain't fucking with this nigga, period.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rick Ross missing his show in Detroit. That shit was blowing up all over the internets this past week. And so there's a two-track situation with this Rick Ross missing his show. Basically, Rick Ross was due in Detroit to be on their radio station's version of the Summer Jam.
Okay.
Of course, allegedly, Trick Trick, the local Detroit hood.
No fly zone.
Exactly. No fly zone. Got about 150 people outside of the amphitheater to prevent Ross from coming in. Now, Ross, for his part, was smart. You know what? He just backed his limo up. Was like, you know what? Go to the airport. Hey, whatever they paying me ain't worth it.
Oh, you better believe it wasn't worth it.
So your boy Ross, you know, and I'm giving him credit for doing the right thing. You know, he just said, you know what? I don't need these niggas. I don't need this situation. I'm out. Okay? But then Ross shows up on a radio station and somewhere talking shit.
Oh.
Like, yeah, them niggas, you know, really was a misunderstanding and shit. Trying to play extra hardball.
Of course you can play hardball when you're not there.
I'm just saying, why wouldn't Ross just be dead ass honest? He's already winning because he took the high road. Fuck that violence. Fuck that nut shit. I just got the hell up out. Go ahead, man.
You know how short the attention span is of the typical rap personnel anyway, right?
I agree.
So, you know, a few years ago, you know, this ain't new, this whole no-fly zone for Rick Ross.
Right.
This has been going on for a few years now.
I understand that.
I just forgot. So, I don't know, all these new people coming on, popping off about it, thinking, you know, Trick, this is a bad thing, and Detroit, this is foul, or whatever. But I think from before, when it first kicked up, it was off that fake gangster stuff, and using, you know, BMF-type terminology, you know what I'm saying? So I think Ross might need to be careful, B, for real.
Nah, I'm going
to
tell
you. Need to be careful. And this is not a game to those dudes.
Oh, okay.
I know it was a dumb showing of whatever, but this is real. People end up hurt or worse, you know what I'm saying?
If y'all start signing some of these niggas out of Detroit, y'all motherfuckers can't come here and get no money.
So in any case, your boy Ross, who took the high road and was like, you know what? Fuck them niggas, you know what I'm saying? I'm out. And they just back the limo up, they head to the airport, and then we're gone. So at that point, Ross is getting 100% props from me for taking the high road. You know what I'm saying? Just back the fuck up. Whatever money they paying me, fuck it, I don't need it. I'm just leaving.
He took the smart road.
Yeah.
So in any case, now everything's going good until the next day Ross shows up at some radio station. You know, talking like Billy Badass, you know, talking a gang of shit, you know, like, oh, nah, it really was a misunderstanding and the promoters didn't have this, that, and the third right, et cetera, et cetera. The person that he's talking about is a gentleman by the name of David Rudolph, a spokesman for the Wright Productions and the amphitheater that they were supposed to perform. Said there were no problems in the theater, no problems during the show, just none of that shit. That shit happened with Ross outside of our control. We put on a great show, and he just blew it.
Oh.
So, you got your boy Ross. What I want to know is, again, why would Ross, after taking the high road, swerving, show up on the radio station, you know, like, Mr. I'm here we go again. I'm reinforcing my thug.
I guess because he's feeling real untouchable right now, but, I mean, I don't think it's a... I don't think it's a good idea for Ross to be saying anything. You know what I'm saying? It was a good thing that nobody got hurt. And, you know, we may never know the real story of what happened. But there's a whole lot going on behind the scenes.
We know the real story, Swervin. This ain't even. And that goes on to the second track. Okay. So, allegedly, Trick is up to thuggery tactics once again. Because, like you said, this isn't new.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The no-fly zone, that type of situation. Ross, for his part, is an easy target. Okay? There's no way he's stopping Drake or Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga. Get a helicopter and just fly in. You know what I mean? So, this is what I'm saying. Ross is an easy target. A lot of people are saying that's a bad look for Detroit. You know, Detroit's already fucked up. And the fact that you're going to ban somebody like Ross and this, that, and the third. I mean... You know, I don't know. I'm bambivalent about that. You know what I'm saying?
Bambivalent.
Ambivalent.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Where is born? I think I'd be making words up. I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Word is warm because, yeah, on the one hand, you could be like, you know what? That's what's the problem with hip hop. You got thuggetry niggas like Trick. And certainly he needs his own publicity. Apparently he's got records coming out with Eminem, maybe Busta Rhymes.
You know what? Part of me is like, it's fucked up. But part of me is like, damn, Trick stood up to what he said. You niggas ain't coming here making no money if y'all don't adhere to the shit that I told you motherfuckers to do.
See, but that's
you
select.
Start signing some of these Detroit niggas. Let's stop with all that bullshit.
Yeah, but that's select niggas.
Right.
See, Ross is an easy target. You know, he's doing that low-hanging fruit shit. And like I said, Jay, Drake, you know, other niggas who probably don't give a flying fuck about Trick. It's chartering a private plane and then going to the helipad, going in, collecting checks. Fuck that nigga.
But Ross put himself down on the low hanging fruit.
I agree,
because he wants to be thug. He wants to be that nigga that talks all that BMF talk. He wants niggas to still look at him as if he is still that nigga. When you know this nigga ain't eating nothing but fruit nowadays.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Yeah, I'm ambivalent about that whole situation. I just tend to think of it as just, you know, again, just more hijinks from those who kind of look at this as Hip Hop Digest. We're just kind of like the press. And so I look and I kind of see through both of them guys. I see Trick as ultimately trying to line his own pockets. You know, and once his deal comes through and then once his money gets solidified, you know, fuck all that trying to sign Detroit niggas. Now well, I'm paid.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dunn.
Just keep in mind that, you know, the history of hip hop, even when Tupac and Biggie were where they were, they didn't kill each other. We don't even know who did it.
No
still.
Doubt. It was the outside.
So
yeah,
I'm
it was.
Saying Ross just need to chill.
Well, I agree with that. On the outside influences, and like I said, Ross, he did the right thing on that. So no doubt.
No, he didn't do the right thing. He came back on the radio talking smack.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, and
he initially did the right thing, but he initially did the right. Smart thing. Because if it was only two niggas there and he had like six niggas with him, he probably would have tried to thug his way through.
Right.
But since he was outnumbered, he decided, let me get the fuck out of here.
Right, no doubt. You know, it's funny that when I look at this on a whole different level, you know that young boy DJ Mustard?
Yes.
It, who produces all that bullshit.
Mustard on a beat.
Exactly. So, you know, I was looking at a clip of DJ Mustard and his security person just totally beat the shit out of Mr. Fab. That cat from Oakland who was repping all that Creation and White Girl Mob. I mean, he literally got the stuffing beat out of his ass. You know what I mean? And so here we go. The next day. Exactly. The next day after he got the stuffing beat out of him, obviously on Worldstar, every little clip is showing that nigga. I mean, they beat that nigga down to his drawers. It just was so crazy. But I never liked him anyway, and I'm going to take this time to get on his ass.
Well, somebody already did that.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take the time to get on his ass because, again, all that White Girl Mob, all that Creation, all that shit, I see they weren't there to hoorah with him, as I knew they wouldn't. And number two, he's on the, you know, some video the next day talking about, whoa, nigga, at least I stood up like a man, a fist fight. It really wasn't even a fight, yo. You know what I'm saying? They just mopped the floor with this nigga. Meanwhile, DJ Mustard.
That's what he remember.
And meanwhile, DJ Mustard and his boys in the tried and true hip hop fashion show up on their Instagram flashing ungodly amounts of money talking about, yeah, nigga, this is how we do, despite how Mr. Fab tried to come in and, you know, just basically get his ass whooped. Just the dichotomy of how niggas always want to show up after the fact and try to certify they gangster. It's ridiculous.
Where was the White Girl Mob at?
That's what I said. Where were they at?
Because he said they harder than a lot of these niggas out here.
That's what he said. But that remains to be seen. So, again, you know, I guess niggas, it's always about making sure you come the next day to make sure you get your thug certified and punched.
Scorsese.
My man.
He got his card punched.
No doubt. So, Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is something that you sent me, Swervin, and I found it to be a little bit interesting. It says, why being a hip hop producer sucks. Look no further than 50 Cent's new LP. Now, did we talk about 50's numbers last week or the week before?
You mentioned something about it.
Yeah, I mentioned something about 50 selling about 40,000 copies independently, which is, you know, most independent niggas will break they mama's arm to sell 40K. You know what I'm saying? But the people who hate 50 took the time to also, you know, get on him. Yeah, okay, look, nigga, ha ha ha, you only sold 40K.
Right.
So the tone of the album, and I have to say, for full disclosure, I didn't listen to it. I should say, I listened, let me take that back. I listened to two tracks that were available via video. You know what I'm saying? The reviewer said the album sounded dated.
Okay.
You know, sounded like old tracks. They managed to corral a couple of producers. One of the producers ain't even making beats anymore. Was making beats back in 2008. Sent 50 some. 50 finally picked one.
Right.
Then he had to scramble and literally find disc and shit and old drum machines or whatever he was using to try to put the track back together because he don't even fucking make beats no more.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Out the game.
And so what? And I say it sucks being a hip hop producer because, again, there are no producers or very few producers in hip hop. I wish that would sort of be stripped.
Right. You got beat makers.
That's it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess the tone of the article was really, you know, the music is all decentralized. The 50 was on an Interscope schedule. He'd have had this album out, you know, 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
And right.
Everything would have been at least plausible. You know what I'm saying? 50's releasing this shit. Then 50 is again certifying his gangster, or shit's gonna flop anyway. You know, 50 really didn't want it to flop, but he's gotta make it act like he don't give a fuck.
I don't need this shit. I got money,
man.
So, you know, I thought that to be particularly interesting. Your thoughts on just 50s in general today?
Today, that nigga's been humbled all the way, but he still has to act like he hard and like he don't give a fuck, but he knows he's pretty much everything but blackballed.
Yeah, that's
from
true.
The game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Only, and the only reason he's not completely blackballed because the nigga got money to actually put his shit out.
Yeah,
they can't
yeah.
stop him from putting shit out.
No doubt.
He doesn't need anybody. So he's so humbled, but he can't show it.
Well, no doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Kendrick Lamar said the industry has become soft and lacks aggression. Kendrick Lamar.
Maybe they should send him to Detroit then.
Exactly. Kendrick Lamar, man, in an exclusive interview with the New York Times, basically said that everyone in the industry has lost their edge. There's no aggression. I got to say that everybody in the industry is soft.
Well,
you know,
in the industry,
he said in the industry,
part of that machine,
the whole machine is just totally 100% soft. And then he goes on to say how bad Kanye West wanted him on the Yeezus tour, said that at first he wasn't going to do it. And then Kanye West, first of all, upped his money and then gave him his own private tour bus with a recording studio in the bus in order to get Kendrick Lamar on the Yeezus tour. Swervin, I got to ask you, industry soft? Lacking aggression.
I say the industry fake because everybody turn on the radio, they killing and selling pounds and pounds of drugs. So, I mean, I don't know how literally soft they are, but they're not trying to portray that on record.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, lacks aggression. I'll say that again. Like I said, everybody is kind of connected. From the subliminal beef to, you know, everybody's really deep down connected. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
right.
knows
right.
everybody. Everybody records with everybody.
It's basically sprocket speed. Niggas is just cogs in the machine. Son.
Right. Damn, that's a very good analogy, yo. Basically
yes,
sprockets, my nigga. That's what's up. So as Kendrick Lamar works on his new LP, I thought had a ridiculous, and I gotta say it, I usually don't say blogs, and I don't say blogs names, I just call them Dick Ride blogs. This is one of the Dick Ride blogs that I gotta come out and say it. Rap Godfathers.
Oh, wow.
The next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Going through Rap Godfathers, kind of looking for some fodder, some show fodder, and it come across this article. KRS-One disses Hot 97 Funk Flex Angie Martinez. I'm like, wow, okay, here's a pile of niggas brawling. KRS-One is jumping in, getting elbows in.
I thought she left.
Well, you got to just check out the story. So I go into the story, and they printed, it's like a paragraph and a half about how KRS-One is getting on the Hot 97 crew. You know what I'm saying? For all the way from banning his own records. First of all, he got banned from the station, as well as other comments. There's an accompanying video. So the video, he sound like Swervin did.
Okay.
7 a.m., you know, niggas is getting whacked. You know, R&B niggas is talking about coming on chicks. You know, all kinds of that shit. You know, at 7 a.m., KRS-One is saying our kids don't need to hear that at 7 a.m.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so as I usually do, what is more important is the comments. So I'm figuring a bunch of young boys is going to comment, fuck this old nigga. And they did. You know what I'm saying? KRS-One's also on the video talking about Angie Martinez forgot her roots. You know what I'm saying? Funk Flex and niggas is just basically playing off paper. You know that whole shit.
So he's telling the truth.
So I'm thinking, damn, yo, here go KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? It only because of what's going on now with right. Ebro and them niggas. I'm thinking KRS-One, he's just coming in. And somebody posted at the very end of the comments, y'all niggas is stupid. This video was put on YouTube August of 2013. A year before all this Ebro Hot 97. You know what I'm saying? A year before. But nobody took the time to check the date on when that video was posted.
But they went in on him.
But they went in on him. So I find that to be particularly interesting that KRS-One, a full year, more than a year, was saying a lot of the shit that Chuck D was saying. But of course, nobody's really paying attention to Chuck, to KRS-One, because, you know, again, like most people, veterans included, oh, fuck that nigga. KRS-One, here he go talking again. My man.
Those fucked up Autobots. Oh, now I'll be reading. I'll read.
The pussy is free, but the crack costs money.
Yeah, I just thought that particularly interesting. And I thought about you, Swerve, and I was like, damn, yo, he's going in just like Swervin did.
Yes, sir.
On the local radio here. You know what I'm saying? Early morning ass wiggling. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was particularly interesting, yo. So just at least you got to do basic homework and shit. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. And so the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is something that I dug out. And this is kind of part two of why time is the hip hop standard.
Okay.
The Source Magazine, January of 1991, published an article called Why Hammer Matters. Now, if you just take a moment and marinate on that, you know, a big two-page article on why hammer matters, okay? 1991. And the reason why time is the standard, because now, if you go to the average young guy who's loving commercial rap,
right?
He's like, who the fuck is Hammer? I don't know nothing about no motherfucking Hammer. I don't celebrate Hammer. I don't know him. Don't want to know him. You know, baggy pants and the Jerry Crow, that's my granddad's shit. Okay? But this article, and I'm going to read some very, I think, powerful excerpts to show you why time is the ultimate judge and the final arbiter on what is the standard. And as we start, it says, 50 years from now, when folks are painting through the annals of music history, they'll note a place earned by someone by the name of Stanley Kirk Burrell and what he built in 1990. Mm. He said the history books of 2014 will also show that the MC Hammer, the rapper who dominated the pop music in 1990. And he also goes on to say, like it or not, Hammer was the most significant in development in rap as well as popular music in general. No matter how hard you try to ignore him, Please Don't Hurt Him spent 22 weeks at the top of the Billboard pop charts, sold well over 7 million units, including an astonishing 625,000 units in 1 week.
Did you not say pop charts?
This says rap, and actually, this is 91s. So, no, rap
didn't,
charts.
Didn't you say he was above on the number one on the pop charts for?
That's true, but weeks? But the rap charts didn't exist in 91. You got to remember that.
That's
true. The rap charts did not exist in 91. So, yes, it was the pop charts. And so, again, he was like Hammer's successful penetration into territory usually foreign to rap should be a celebration in hip hop. His commercial success has caused some rumblings from a few of his hip hop brethren who have angrily asserted that his music sucks, his lyrics are weak, and worse, he's diluting and permanently damaging rap music. Now, mind you, this is 91, my nigga. No doubt. He has been compared to the contemporaries at music at that time. You know, he's like one of the three best. And they also named Paula Abdul and Bobby Brown as contemporaries in the best in music. Can you believe that?
They must have been talking to Whitney.
Nah, B, what it was 91. It's just let you know how big this is. And then he goes on to say, you know, to be honest, let's be honest. You know, Rakim is one of the most gifted lyricists out there, but he's not selling 7 million. KRS-One, forget about it. Public Enemy, none of those groups are going to sell 7 million records. Then it goes on to how smart Hammer was. From the very beginning, it was Hammer's, you know, forethought to own his own label, Busted Productions, which boasted a roster of 25 full-time employees and about 10 acts on the label, including Oaktown 357, One Cause One, and Effect Special Generation. I don't even know who those motherfuckers are.
Where's Too Big at?
Exactly. No doubt. And so, and in the coup de grace, he says, instead of celebrating Hammer, we have to put up with jealousy, hypercritical, bootlicking Uncle Tom from both black and white, leading the charge to pull him down. And the title of the article is Why Hammer Matters. 1991, January of 1991. Trying to tell you how big this nigga is.
Was
trying to tell you that history has not been kind to this force of nature. Okay?
He was just like a hurricane.
So, you know, as big as cats really think they are, where is your ultimate legacy? Okay? His legacy is Oaktown 357. One Cause and Effect. This other group, I mean, that's part of his legacy. Busted Productions?
It's busted.
His legacy is that KFC chicken commercial.
Wow, where he's coming off that bus with them balloon pants dancing for chicken?
And that Super Bowl commercial from that loan company.
So, yeah, I know, that was funny, though. So that being the case, that's why history is an arbiter. And you'll never guess. And this is you'll never guess who wrote that article.
Who's that?
It's Eric Swervin's boy.
Oh, not the E.
Davey D.
Oh, Davey D wrote that? Oh, oh. Davey, I'm going to have to get at him. For real. I'm going to have to remind him of that on Twitter.
See, exactly. See, that's your boy, Davey D, wrote that article about why Hammer matters and why we in the rap community should be celebrating the commercial success of this guy.
And
why that, you know, not only should we be celebrating this commercial success, but he's saying Hammer is now in, you know, right next to Bobby Brown and Paula Abdul at a gate and so big and so prevalent in our culture. And it will never be forgotten. Well, it ain't even 2040. And largely, you go up to an 18-year-old who's loving Migos. And you say, what do you think about Hammer?
Who?
And he's liable to say a line from, what do we think about Hammer? He's liable to say something like that because you don't know what the fuck he is.
First of all, Hammer can't even get play on the drive home at 5, B. So, I mean, they might play some Eric B. and Rakim. They might play some you know, maybe play some Don't Bleed a Hype, maybe if you're lucky, but they not playing Hammer, man.
So
nowhere.
No doubt. But anyway, but that's part two of why time is the standard.
Straight up, now tell me.
Exactly. No doubt. So Swervin, tell me, you got some Twitter action or
Oh, there is Instagram, always Twitter action,
any of that shit.
I gotta tell you again this week, I'm not prepared, B.
Okay.
I mean, I've been live tweeting during the show and whatnot, but yeah, there's people can always go to our thread and see what's good. Okay. Always. A lot of good arguments going on in there.
All right, no doubt. G, are you ready? Albums of the week.
Yes.
G, go
Albums
in.
Albums of the week. This week we got Acrobatic, Built to Last, and John Robinson and PBD Modern Vintage, Dad Joint Flavor.
Wow, okay.
And an instrumental joint is Mr. Hone, Kapla.
Indeed, no doubt. Butters and instrumentals. So if that's it, if that's all?
That's all I got.
That shall be it.
Peace.
One.
Holla.
Towards a man's ending and ended up being more like Johnny Depp in Transcendence. The numbness, how did I become this? Will anybody learn anything from this? We've all felt like a shell of a man, but imagine a man without a shell. That's a living hell. Virtual prison cell murdered my existence, or is it preserving my existence? I can't feel, but this is colder than the worst December. I'm like that Captain America flick, the first Avenger. Mind's intact, but yet and still it hurts to remember. Where's my home? Did it burst into embers? What about my loved ones? Are they gone forever? Did we take our last road trip singing silly songs together? Who's in charge here? Who do I talk to? What kind of time portal did I walk through? Somebody tell me, where am I?
Where you at?
Splash out and wake up to catastrophe.
Where you at?
Where am I? Have questions of many, your mind's in a frenzy, hold up for a moment, calm down, let me tell thee, you were you in your truest form, just with no human form, nowadays human ain't the norm, your body would roast, the sun is too close, with new types of bacterias, our bodies fell host, it's 80 years beyond when you've last yawned, you missed the earth splitters and the winters with the nuclear dawns, act as me live, I stored your consciousness on a disc, I'm leader of a team of scientists, considered unethical or ill-advised, but we're alive, please don't cry with virtue. Visualize, but visualize a new body you'll have soon that we've built, powered by the light of two moons, with new alloys that I found in me, Lord, a new planet that's arisen since Earth became void. Free yourself from the who and how, don't grasp at the past, your path begins now. Your question haunts me every now and again, as I look into the sky and see a mountain of flame. Where am I?
Where you at?
Splash out and wake up to catastrophe.
Where am
summer room. Under the sheets I lay between, I hear the blows responsible for making mom scream. I'm waking up again to another repeat of the alcoholic beast disturbing me as I sleep. She six licks deep as she fosters, knowing I'm afraid and I'm too young to deal with the torture. Balled up in the corner wanting to speak, the fear is too much for me to beat, and those that stutter to my speech. Wherever y'all burst, the pain furthers the mental anguish. Put to my mother's face, I want to murder, cause he ain't worth the shit I have to smell. Know the scar psyche in the years to come, making life a living hell. I'm catching spells every time I recall, just as clear as the first time I saw it all. And every time she cries out, my spirit falls, cause of that shit. To this very day, completely throwed off. Can you blame it? My attitude is stealth. I'm gone for self. My heart bleeds with mischievous tendencies, and I'm sharing in the pain that she received. I still say fuck it, grab the niggas' protection and make them bleed. For real, son, I feel used, and that shit ain't cool. Breaking rules with attitude for any fool. Abuse, son, I try to live the normal everyday life. Shit is just a little too real, for real. All after 6 years later, nothing changed but the time. Like Mary, he reminds of some fathers all deprived of having spines. Now how the fuck you redeemed? Let you see, be the witness to the killing of a queen, it would seem. To me you're fake, but you never understand it. Wonder if she was a man, would you still be heavy-handed? Granted, you pay the bills to keep your family upstanding, but it ain't enough for me to go blind to all the damage. I go to school late with uncontrollable hate, recovering mental pictures, and I can't think straight. Sit at my desk drawing up real pictures of how I see you creatively, thinking of ways for me to kill you. A thousand situations and I'm still counting, refuse to speak until I'm spoken to. My thoughts clouded, me and my brother Josh know about it. Felt it firsthand, lucky to be alive to even speak about it. Alienated, look at your face getting spiteful. It's my grandfather recycled to pass the cycle, weighing on my mind, fucking up the home front. I resort to street soldiers who rhyme and virgin blunts with no respect for you, cause I'm just that show. Last time I had a father, I was crawling the flows with a spiritual woe. He lost his life, foe. 40 demons disguised as dogs made me hard cold. For real though, I feel used, and that shit ain't cool. Breaking rules with attitude for any fool. Abuse y'all, I try to live the normal everyday life, but shit is just a little too real. Will it, son?
Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Duke of the scripture, the prince of intense sentence who paint pictures. Respect, royalty, love, loyalty. Praise the wise woman bringing incense and oils to me. Blessed, it's passed down from family background. Highest noble, so global, refining this rap sound. Ruler of Zamunda, science of the Kunda, Lini. Wish minus the bottle and the genie.
Respect, you see king. You're tuned in to the next best day. Champion sound, you can hear the alarm ring. Don't question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, through the knowledge to wise speech. Respect, king. You're tuned in to the next best day. Champion sound, you can hear the alarm ring. Don't question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, through the knowledge to wise speech.
The general, told ya, known to drop emerald. Pure crystal green, get your vitamins, minerals. Lyrical is pivotal, it is time so critical. We let the horns blow, rip show, that's the minimal guard. Walking the path of the emperor, Mike Jack spoke on the times, oh you remember her. Rep the ancient elders, we give thanks and praises. Music is forever, Lord, it goes on for ages. Blazes, amazing. Get tuned in to the next best day. Champion sound, you can hear the alarm ring. Question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, do the knowledge to wise speech. Respect king, get tuned in to the next best thing. Champion song, you can hear the alarm ring. Don't question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, do the knowledge to wise speech. It's visions of your majesty, walking down the road of mastery. Mentally capture beats, dap up peeps at shows, give salute and respect. Always remain fresh in this culture we rep. The dialect crisp, that's the gift. Living the book of life, the pages I drift. Burning sage in a spliff. Live on stage, I'ma flip when we drop this bliss and make the people just rock to this. Yeah. Respect king, get tuned in to the next best thing. Champion sound, you can hear the alarm ring. Question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, do the knowledge to wise speech. Respect king, get tuned in to the next best thing. Champion song, you can hear the alarm ring. Don't question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, do the knowledge to wise speech. I am king like Joffrey Jofa. I walk on only rose petals, plus I got a chauffeur. More influential and essential to the world than Oprah. With a warrior spirit, he practiced skills like Deepak Chopra. They're doper than that mediocre plastered on the poster, on the radio, over and over. I thought I told you. The world will come back, cause it always does. Legacy move, bigger than just building buzz. It's respect love. King, get tuned in to the next best thing. Champion sound, you can hear the alarm ring. Don't question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, do the knowledge to wise speech. Respect king, get tuned in to the next best thing. Champion sound, you can hear the alarm ring. Don't question the steps of a high priest. Just sit back, cool out, do the knowledge to wise speech.
Pop Anonymous?
Damn you! You get him the easy ones!
I can tell I got feeling, kid. Listen, they imitate their favorite artist. Art imitates life's good times and hardships. Every line is all him, regardless of the hand that I'm dealt, I'm all in. Regarded as the one who just lives as heartless. Couldn't be more wrong, after all, it's all the same. Yeah, what's the problem then? Cause I'd rather prosper in instead of any popping trend. When you know YOLO's really just a contradiction. When the RP's written on a car we whipping. Living through us, keep the legacy gone. You only live once in the physical form. It's critical I do the shit that benefits John and be a lyrical force and hope it benefits y'all. We all benefit from the thinking involved and better off with my name as an afterthought. Think about it. I don't need a change who I am for them. And I don't need the fame, it's but common sense. Don't need to know my name, just the consciousness. I'm hip, hip hop anonymous. I don't need a change who I am for them. And I don't need the fame, it's but common sense. Don't need to know my name, just the consciousness. I'm hip hop anonymous.
Started as a youngin' writing raps in the class. Sitting in the back as they clapped on their desks. Yes. Some show love, most of them hate it. Now they only claim the fame is that they graduated. They ain't saying I made it, but I'm happy with me. I never change up for y'all and that's easy to see. See, I'm easy to please, give me a beat in the book. Watch the pieces come together, it's only time it took. Now they all wanna hook or quicksand. 16, I elevated from the alley, spitting fire for the fiends. A taste of my reality, a tragedy it seems, but we gotta make it happen, can't live on hopes and dreams. I don't wanna do a trap, so rapping is my scheme. Yeah, I work a 9 to 5, but it got me blowing steam. Can't conform with society, ain't part of that regime. Till the end, when I'm in the ground, there's nothing left of me.
I don't need a change who I am for them, and I don't need the fame, it's been common sense. Don't need to know my name, just the consciousness. I'm hip, hip-hop, hip-hop anonymous. I don't need to change who I am for them, and I don't need the fame, it's been common sense. Don't need to know my name, just the consciousness. I'm hip, hip-hop, hip-hop anonymous.
I remember as a young buck growing up, grinding in the projects, moving in silence away from sirens, kicking it with the crew, a bunch of tyrants, just living it for the thrill of excitement. Reaching down the split of my one-way road in the abyss with money attacking the heart cold. So I swerved to the left, expressing with freestyles and master my craft, now laying these tracks down. Back then I wish I knew what I know now about a fantasy of life that I just found. Finding a way to make my mind loud with this music, some moving sound in all crowds. Not claiming to be one of the best, just one of the truest. Hip-hop influence for the future of this music. Always be remembered for the way that I do it. Staying true to my name, this game, and this movement.
I don't need a change who I am for them, and I don't need the fame, it's been common sense. Don't need to know my name, just the consciousness. I'm hip, hip-hop, hip-hop anonymous. I don't need a change who I am for them, and I don't need the fame, it's been common sense. Don't need to know my name, just the consciousness. I'm hip, hip-hop, hip-hop anonymous.
Sipping on some fine wines, I love to hit it from behind. Damn, it feels good like a bottle of Canon. Going down, I'm never downtown, just lower than the uptown. But still I get around with girls that's mad dope. Have ladies give my dick mad beats like hey no. They know the flow, they know the chiz not. Dust my specs and smiling, sipping on a Long Island. Before niggas always try to chastise, but now they need the Visine to catch a red from their eyes. They're high on the vibe, they made them ill sane. With my styles that be hard to come clean like shit stains. But still I stay smooth, let my hand fill with some hot oil you're rubbing on your girl's back and chest to make your nipples start to perk. Shy Claire does the work and say what I wanna say and stay supreme just like my DJ. Hey, hey. I play Socrates on a Tuesday. You rock a 12-inch and ladies loving every bit of this.
Ill shit, nigga.
That's why rappers can't touch me. Known to chill on Sunday nights cause I'm that fan of Al Bundy. Girls love me cause of the way you get around. Smacking girls ass when they play the song Doodle Brown.
We can do it now.
Check the way that Shocks rocks the box. Your behavior got the flavor for your ball head or your dreadlocks.
We can break it down like this, so we can break it down like that. It's all about the paranormal rhymes that stack. You know we keep it live, the rubber side representative keeps it live. We can break it down like this, or we can break it down like that. It's all about the ill behavior rhymes that stack. You know we keep it live, the rubber side representative keeps it live.
It goes one for my dollars, two for my loose change, three for my niggas that be acting real strange. I don't need to puff the weed to make my brain insane, cause when this flow is on a roll it's like a runaway train. I be that man that's sitting on the damn bass across your bodies. Half these ladies all be staring like I'm chilling in Ferraris. Don't even try to deny me, been the same since 87. Didn't change my style for shit because some niggas tried to bust it. Yo, hush it. Ladies wanting men for things, give them all some mad dollars and some fat diamond rings. But girlies, let me tell you one thing, that I ain't got no fireplace, but I'ma lie you on my bare skin. I hit skins, I tear skins, don't lick skins, but rip skins. And fellas, when I pass, you see the trail of fucked women.
Cheers, knock.
The vulgar ill brother known to break it down. Nigga, next nigga be discovered, yo.
We can break it down like this, so we can break it down like that. It's all about the ill behavior rhymes that stack. You know we keep it live, the bubble side representative kicks it live. We can break it down like this, so we can break it down like that. It's all about the paranormal rhymes that stack. You know we keep it live, the bubble side representative kicks it live.
Down, baby, knee deep, baby, yeah.
sexual.
Now let me reiterate you of this flow from Cheers, who's coming out from all the bubble.
Yeah.
Cause when I write, the lyrical session is like thoroughly done. The competition is just one, and he coincides on the tracks. My eye take off subordinate to eyes when I rhyme to get blitz on this lyrical high. They OD'd on the vibe. I constipate your lines of rhymes and dilate minds to leave your brain incarcerated.
Yeah.
Niggas hate it, cause they can't fuck with this Cheers shot. Clears on the flex.
What?
My mindset's like the sun way up in the west.
Where?
Personify ill lyrical type vibes and ill clans at my side. I reside on the low. With my ill raps, be getting down like Craig Mack or some super darn bo-cats. I flip that. Ill verbalizational skills when my pen store creating. And when I'm on the stage rocking, niggas masturbating. They wanna be down, but got fucked like a nigga ratting on a quartel.
Shit's not, man.
And breaks it down like matter. Only rolling with the ladies with the pumps that's fatter than Roots Men, diamond rings or gold chains. Ill sane through your vein to clog up your bloodstream. Your girl got cream, so don't even try to run or bring your pops to get knocked or bring your mom to get knocked up.
We can break it down like this, so we can break it down like that.
What?
It's all about the paranormal rhymes that stack.
Yeah.
You know we keep it live.
What?
The oversized representative kicks it live. We can break it down like this,
like
so
this.
We can break it down like that. It's all about the paranormal rhymes that stack. You know we keep it live.
Yeah.
The oversized representative kicks it live.
We can break it down like this. We can break it down, baby. All about the paranormal rhymes. Yeah, keep it live. The mobile side representatives keep it live.